it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with ikhlas in everything that we say and everything that we do. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Every once in a while, I want to remind myself and remind my brothers and sisters of the prize. Usually, when you are going through hardships and you have a goal that you're working for, every time I think about the goal, about the prize, it makes the hardship much easier. So we need to be reminded about the Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have told us that in the Jannah, ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Allah described the Jannah in many, many ayat in the Quran, and everyone is more beautiful than the other. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the Jannah, what no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and never ever crossed the mind of any human being. So if you dream about or think about an image of Jannah, no matter how much you put effort to make it look beautiful, that's not it, it's better. If all Hollywood gathered to make a movie about Jannah and they put all their money, that's not it, it's better. Because no mind can perceive what does the Jannah look like. No one. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ told us. Today, inshallah ta'ala, of course, I'm not, you know, talking about the whole Jannah and all its na'im. May Allah make us all from the people of Jannah. I beg Allah Azza wa Jal in this blessed day of Jumu'ah for everyone here, brothers and sisters, and everyone who's watching us. Ya Allah, grant us the Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Today, I want to pick one thing to talk about in Jannah. And this is probably, you never probably heard the khutbah about just this specific thing. And that is the doors of Jannah. A khutbah about the doors of Jannah. First, how many are they? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, في الجنة ثمانية أبواب فيها باب يسمى الريان لا يدخله إلا الصائمون. In Jannah, there are 8 doors. And one of those doors is called Ar-Rayyan. And no one enter from this door except the fasting people. So the number of the gates or number of the doors of Jannah are 8. The number of the doors of Jannah is not mentioned in the Quran, is not mentioned in many, many hadith. But the number of the doors of the hellfire is mentioned in the Quran. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابِ. It has 7 doors, the hellfire. طيب. What are the names of these doors? What are the names of these 8 doors? One door is called الْبَابِ الْأَيْمَنِ, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا محمد, he was told, يا محمد أدخل الجنة من أمتك من لا حساب عليه من باب الأيمن من أبواب الجنة. So this door is called الباب الأيمن and it's dedicated. والله maybe we should introduce a new dua in our routine. اللهم أدخلني من الباب الأيمن. Why? Because this door, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is for the people who will enter without حساب. Without حساب. اللهم أدخلنا من الباب الأيمن. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, this is the door for the people who will enter the Jannah without حساب. The first door is called الباب الأيمن. Another door, سبحان الله, which is accessible to many of us, and many of us that door has been closed, the door of the parents. There's a door in Jannah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الوالد أوسط أبواب الجنة. الوالد here specifically means the father, but in general it means the parents, right? So أوسط here means خير. One of the best doors of Jannah is the door of the parents. So my beloved brothers and sisters, many of us wake up when that door is closed. If your parents are still alive, do not leave any method, any way, except you make sure that they are pleased with you. Wallahi, you should see how the people react and behave when we are putting their mother or their father in the grave. Many of them, this is when they wake up. Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, if you bring my father back for 1 minute, I just want to hug them. Ya Allah, I just want to apologize for my mother, for everything that I have done. It will be too late. When Ibn Abbas, when his mother died, he was crying hysterically. So this is Ibn Abbas. The Sahaba came and said, Ya Ibn Abbas, why, you know, al-mawtu haqq. He said, you don't think I know that the maut is haqq? I know the maut is haqq, but I'm crying because one door of Jannah has been closed. I'm crying because one door of Jannah has been closed. Another door of Jannah, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, in his beautiful method, he said, أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى بَابٍ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. He was talking to one of the Sahaba, and he said, should I tell you about one of the doors of Jannah? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. بَلَا Ya Rasulullah. He said, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله باب من أبواب الجنة. Uttering and believing that there's no power, no might except with Allah Azza wa Jal, by saying and believing لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Imagine if you are from the people who constantly remember and say this statement, you will be from the people who will enter from the door of لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And some people, some of our scholars, they named this door باب الذكر. باب الذكر, they made it open. They made it just not only لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, for the people, for the brothers and sisters who are constantly remembering Allah عز وجل, they have that door, باب الذكر. Then there's another door. Now we have three so far. Then there's another door. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لِلْجَنَّةِ ثَمَانِيَةْ أَبْوَابِ سَبْعَةٌ مُغْلَقَةٌ وَبَابٌ مَفْتُوحٌ لِلْتَوْبَةِ حَتَّى تَطْلَعِ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ نَحْوِهِ. He said, Jannah has eight doors. They are closed right now, but there's a door that never closes, and that is called the door of Tawbah. My brothers and sisters, every time we commit a sin, we should immediately, instantly, do not delay the tawbah. We are going to sin anyway. So immediately follow that sin. Repent. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you. And make a promise, Ya Allah, help me not go back to that sin. And then there are four doors that are mentioned in one hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من كان من أهل الصلاة دعي من باب الصلاة ومن كان من باب الجهاد دعي من باب الجهاد ومن كان من أهل الصيام دعي من باب الريان، ومن كان من أهل الصدقة دعي من باب الصدقة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that whomsoever is from the people of Salat, he's consistent on his Salat, he and she are trying their best to have khushu in their Salat, praying it on time, then they will be called from a door called Babu Salat, the door of Salat. Then there's a door dedicated to the people who love jihad. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mujahideen. This door is called for the mujahideen, and they will be called from the door of the jihad. And then there's a call, the door is called door al-rayyan, and this is specifically for the people who fast Ramadan and add some optional fast to it. And then there's a door, subhanallah, the door of sadaqah, for the people who are addicted to spending in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the people who are looking for sources to spend, looking for orphans, looking for widows, looking to dig wells, looking to build masajid. They want to spend what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. Then who will be, or before that, how wide are these doors? How wide are these doors? Yani how, what is the distance between one side of the door to the other side of the door? Look at the details, our deen. The distance is already explained. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ مُحَمَّدْ بِيَدِهِ إنما بين المصراعين من مصاريع الجنة من بين مكة وبصرة. The distance between the two sides of the door of Jannah, he first swore by the one whom the soul of Muhammad is in his hands. Rasulullah ﷺ swore before he gives us a fact. He said that the distance between one side of the door and the other is the distance between Mecca and Busra. Mecca and Busra, Mecca we all know. When I searched for Busra, for the people from Syria, this is the ulama said, it is Huran. So it is around 800 miles. 800 miles from one side to the other. And in another narration, Rasulullah ﷺ said, مسيرت أربعين سنة. There are four, it will take you 4 years to cross from one side to the other. And he said in the same hadith, it will be, there will come a day, it will be extremely crowded. Imagine 800 miles and it will be extremely crowded. Who is the first person that the doors of Jannah will open to? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, آتي باب الجنة يوم القيامة. I will come to the door of Jannah on the day of judgment. فأستفتح. So I ask, I request for it to be opened. فيقول الخازن من أنت. So the doorkeeper will ask, who are you? فأقول, رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I will say محمد. فيقول بك أمرت لا أفتح لأحد قبلك. I was ordered, I was commanded not to open to anyone before you. Subhanallah. Allahumma, Ya Allah, we beg you to gather us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, I know that we all want to enter the Jannah, but there's nothing wrong with competing to which door to enter from.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. At the end of the hadith, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم named the four doors of Jannah, the door of Salat, and the door of Jihad, and the door of Rayyan, and the last door, I forgot the name of the last door. What? Sadaqah, the door of Sadaqah. At the end of this hadith, look what Abu Bakr did. He said, Ya Rasulullah, will anyone be called from all eight doors? Will anyone, like I said before the end of the last khutbah, I just want to enter Jannah. No, Abu Bakr is in a different level. Different level. Will there anybody who will enter from or will be called from all eight doors, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Naam, yes. And I arju, and I hope that you are one of them. I hope, I ask Allah, Ya Abu Bakr, to make you one of them. Tayyib, who are these people who will be called from all eight doors of Jannah? Every single door of Jannah will be calling you. Who are these people? What can they do while they are still here? One of them is extremely, extremely easy. And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, 100% authentic. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد يتوضأ فيسبغ الوضوء. None of you who makes wudu, and here the secret, and he perfects, not the express 1 second wudu, he perfects the wudu. He gives every part of the wudu its right. He washes the face properly. He washes the arms from the top of the finger all the way to the elbow. He lifts the shirt, whatever he's wearing, to make sure the elbow gets the water. He washes his feet properly. He wipes over his head properly. Yusbigh. He did not say, whomsoever make wudu. You know, we all know that Rasulullah is very eloquent in his speech. When he says something, it means it. So he said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَتَوَضَّ فَيُسْبِغُ الْوُضُوء. And he perfects his wudu. And then he or she says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So perfect the wudu, and then he or she says this beautiful dua. What happened, Ya Rasulullah? Illa futihat lahu abwab al-jannah thamaniya. When I finish saying abduhu wa rasuluh, all eight doors of Jannah are open. Does that mean I say it once? No. It will become a habit. Every time I finish my wudu, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. In another narration they added to it, اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. If you want to do the whole thing, alhamdulillah. So look how easy it is to be called from all eight doors of Jannah. That's the first. Second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما من مسلم يموت له ثلاثة من الولد لم يبلغ الحنث إلا تلقوه من أبواب الجنة الثمانية من أيها شاء دخل. No one who loses three children before they hit puberty. And of course, the father and the mother were patient and accepting the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except the children will be waiting for them, telling them to choose which door of Jannah to enter from. May Allah protect us and protect our children. Third, lend me your ears, my beloved dear sister. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have a bushra for you, have glad tidings specifically for you. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا صَلَّتِ الْمَرْأَى خَمْسَهَا وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا وَحَفِظَتْ فَرْجَهَا وَأَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا قِيلَ لَهَا أُدْخُلِي مِنْ أَيِّ بَابْ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. This is for the sisters. Rasulullah ﷺ said, when the woman pray her five daily prayers, she makes an effort to pray them all on time. She makes an effort to have khushu' in their salawat, in her salat. وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا. And in the month of Ramadan, she fasts and she do her best to have a perfect fast without ghiba, without namima, without anything that will put holes in that fast. وَحَفِظَتْ فَرْجَهَا. And she protect her chastity. She does not talk to stranger men for no reason. And the last one, وَأَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا. And she obeyed her husband. My sister, this feminism is gonna take us to many dangerous places. Wake up before it's too late. You hear to these people saying, I don't need a man in my life. And you follow that. But it will be too late when you wake up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our guide to Jannah, he said, no woman that dies and her husband is pleased with her, except she will enter Jannah. When your husband, listen the husband, when the husband is doing his dues, he's fulfilling his dues, he's taking care of you, he's respecting you, he's honoring you, he's taking care of all the expenses, then it becomes a must upon you to obey him. And the obedience of the husband comes under the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's no obedience to any creation by disobeying the Creator. لا طاعة لمخلوق بمعصية الخالق. Unfortunately, it's widely spread right now, the disobedience of the husband and the disrespect between the spouses. The husband should respect and honor his wife, and the wife should do the same to her husband. This was specifically told to our sisters. وَأَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا. Subhanallah, very simple four actions that will lead the woman to choose. I want to enter from the door of jihad. I want to enter from the door of sadaqah. I want to enter from the door. She chooses, while some people are stuck from one door only. And she is choosing because she applied these four in her life. My brothers and sisters, we are not equal in our ibadat. So don't ever make fun of a person that maybe cannot fast Monday and Thursday. Do not ever make fun or belittle a person that cannot perform tahajjud or a person that cannot give sadaqah. You are good in sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. Maybe, but you are behind in birr al-walidain, in being good to the parents. The other guy is excellent in birr al-walidain, but he's weak in tahajjud. This is the beauty of Islam. You excel in one, and maybe you are behind in another. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why there were doors for every single ibadah, for this ibadah that we mentioned. I'm not healthy. I cannot fast. Maybe I'm not going to go from the door of Rayyan. So what do? I don't go to Jannah? No. There's a door of Birr al-Walidain. There's a door of Sadaqah. There's a door of Salat. There's a door of Dhikr. Even if everything stop, the tongue will not stop. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He categorized the people that He blessed, He said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Whomsoever obey Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he or she will be among the Nabiyeen. Obviously, neither me nor you can be from this category. I cannot be a Nabi. Tayyib, next, you could be from the Siddiqeen. You could be always truthful, honest, trustworthy to the max. Maybe I'm weak in this Siddiqeen. Then you have an option to be from the Shuhada. Oh, I cannot be from the Shuhada. Tayyib ya akhi, you cannot be from these three. What about Salihin? You can be from the righteous people. You can be righteous. Look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. He did not say, if you want to be with the Nabiyeen, you have to be a Shaheed. It's in the Quran. So, don't ever make fun of someone who's behind in ibadat. Remember that you were there one day. You were there one day and Allah blessed you with guidance and you have excelled. Don't ever look back and start making fun. You see a brother who's clean shave. Huh? And then his friend just started growing his beard 2 weeks. Only 2 weeks he started growing his beard. And he looks at the guy who's clean shave. What's wrong with you people? Habibi, 2 weeks ago you were clean shave. Allah guided you, now you're making fun of the people. Subhanaka Rabbi. Similarly to any other ibadah. My brothers and sisters, when are these doors open? Last night they were open. Every Monday and Thursday. They open. And the a'mal are presented to Allah. And Rasulullah said, everyone will be forgiven as long as he or she does not commit shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, except one person. The one who fight with his brother and they did not make up yet. Anzira, keep these two people until they reconcile. Three times. Keep them. Don't forgive them yet until they reconcile. So the month of Ramadan is coming, which is the second time. The doors are open, not Monday and Thursday in Ramadan, all through the month. They will be open, these doors, very soon. So before we have these doors opened, let's clean our hearts and fix the relationships with the people that we care about, with our family members, with our friends and brothers and sisters in the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the entrance from any door that we wish for. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma ansur al-mujahideen fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansur al-mujahideen fi kulli makan. Allahumma aghith ikhwanana al-mustad'afina fi kulli makan. Allahumma aghith ikhwanana al-mustad'afina fi kulli makan. Allahumma arda anna ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma la tatawaffana illa wa anta radin anna. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbuhu wa tardah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.